Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
We have to rise above challenges and find strength in the midst of adversity.
We are in a battle of good versus evil.
Satan is the father of confusion.
I don't care what they do to me. I'm going to keep calling them out.
They're berserk trying to disarm Americans, and we need to push back.
I'm glad you're fighting for America.
There's always hope.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Faith and Freedom. I'm Chamaine Nugent. How would you feel if you discovered that the government unlawfully surveilled you and read your emails? In a shocking breach of privacy, Kash Patel, a former DOJ official, found himself subjected to unlawful surveillance by the very agency he served. And now he's suing the DOJ and the FBI for violating separation of powers and his Fourth Amendment right to privacy. Kash Patel joins us now. Kash, thanks so much for being here.
Hey, Chamaine, thanks for having me back on the show.
Kudos to you for going after the deep state and deep pockets. What can you share about your lawsuit?
Yeah, the lawsuit, while it has my name on it, really isn't about me. It's about educating the American public that if they were willing to do this to the individual staffer who is leading Congress's investigation into Russiagate in 2017 and 18, and not tell anyone about it for 5 years, only to have been found out by Google informing me my records had been turned over pursuant to a subpoena issued by Rosenstein and Ray, what are they doing to everyday Americans? I'm taking them to court to educate the American people that they are targeting all of us if you disagree with them politically. And they're using a weaponized system of justice to do it. And we cannot allow that to occur in this country. And that's why I filed a lawsuit.
Well, good for you. Meanwhile, we're one step closer to finding out the truth about the real criminals here, and that we know is the Biden crime family. With a new impeachment inquiry being launched, do you think that we're going to see any justice at all?
I think, and I've always said this, I understand the political impetus to impeach Joe Biden. I think the real targets are Merrick Garland and Christopher Wray. They are the architects of the two-tier system of justice. They are the ones that let the statute of limitations expire on Hunter Biden's tax crimes. They are the ones that gave Hunter Biden a sweetheart plea deal. They are the ones that said Joe Biden wasn't involved when they had the very records and money and investigatory powers to find that out for the American people before he was president and chose not to do it. And so I think we need to get Congress to get them in, Garland and Ray, get the records from the FBI and DOJ. I think all roads will lead to Biden. The world has seen, despite the fake disinformation campaigns from the news, what evidence they keep saying, as if $20 million is an evidence, meetings with foreign nationals and Russians is an evidence, and Hunter Biden having phone calls with his father and business associates is not evidence, just to name a few things. But we need the documents, and I think that's what Congress has to deliver for us.
It doesn't seem possible that they just keep getting away with so much. So I'm going to go back and ask you again, are we going to see any justice here at all?
You know, tragically, you're right. That was your question. I totally avoided it. I don't think so. I don't think we see any justice until the election is won in 2024 by Donald Trump and we remove all these people from their positions of privilege in serving our country because they've chosen to serve themselves. In the meantime, what we can demand from Congress is the documents showing the FBI covering up the Biden crime family syndicate, showing that there were paid informants now all of a sudden at January 6th, showing that there were dozens of FBI agents undercover at January 6th along with their informants. These lies that they have bestowed upon the mainstream media to carry out their disinformation campaigns are being destroyed, but Congress needs to deliver these documents. That's the only form of quote unquote justice we might get.
Do you think the results of the impeachment inquiry are going to have any effect on the 2024 election, if there's an election?
I might have a little bit of a unique position on this one. I think the Democrats want the Republican Party to do the dirty work for them. They don't want Joe Biden to run. They're not stupid. They're not dumb. They're evil. They're vindictive, and they're very smart. And they would much prefer a Gavin Newsom be their candidate. And if we, the Republicans, impeach Joe Biden and give him enough ammunition in the public sector to basically, you know, take out Joe Biden, then he might have to, you know, just say, hey, I'm out, I'm done. But I think he's going to end up pardoning his son, Hunter Biden. That's what this impeachment is going to lead to. And then they'll have the justification for Joe not to run.
So what would happen if he did get impeached? What would happen? Kamala Harris couldn't step up. So what's the next step from that?
Yeah, I mean, the likelihood of the charges will be brought, I think, are likely. But the conviction in the Senate requires an overwhelming majority of senators, and we're just not going to get there. But by chance, were it to happen, it would, yes, the presidency would go to Kamala Harris, which might actually even be worse than Joe Biden. So I'm not sure the Democrats want that. They just want a Biden-Harris ticket retired. And that's why you see the Washington Post all of a sudden coming out saying, oh, Joe Biden must go. He served this country so well, but it's time for new leadership. They don't do that by mistake. The deep state is leaking to them, and they're telling them that Joe Biden's corrupt activities are going to kneecap them, but it might be too late if they wait until next year to replace him as a candidate.
So Colorado, New Hampshire, Michigan, and Arizona are trying to have Donald Trump's name removed from the ballots next year. What do you think is going to happen there?
I think those states should read the first sentence of the 14th Amendment. It doesn't say president. It simply doesn't say president. It says vice president, senator, congressman, House representative, and those holding other lower level offices. Our founding fathers intentionally did not put the presidency in the 14th Amendment. But of course, the media doesn't want to read about it. They don't care. They just want the campaign out there that Americans will now start chatting that it's possible for the president not to be on the ballot. President Trump's going to be on the ballot. No state secretary of state has the authority to remove him from the ballot, and it is literally unconstitutional. It's just their next iteration of Russiagate 77.0. Next month, we'll be on whatever amendment to disqualify President Trump.
So let's move on to something a little bit happier. Talk about your books.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, Government Gangsters is finally coming out. It releases in a few days after the Biden administration's 10-month blockade to prevent my manuscript from coming out. But I want your viewers to know I've got the first copy. It's real. And you can go to governmentgangsters.com and get it. Look, it's the roadmap to obliterate the deep state. Donald Trump has called it the roadmap. We must do it together. And I tell you how to fix the agencies and departments in government. And in the back of the book, I list every government gangster by name and title and give you a shorthand 5-page index on how to save the FBI, the DOJ, the DOD, the CIA, etc. And there's some fun stories about my time in the Trump administration and before that in the book. I think people will enjoy it. Get your copy now, governmentgangsters.com, and where books are sold.
I can't wait to read mine. I already ordered it, so I'm looking forward to getting that. What would you recommend to people until they read your book? How can we take this government back? How can people get involved? People are scared to death to step up. I'm banned, permanently banned on Twitter. And last week, I had General Flynn on my show. I posted a 60-second promo on YouTube. I got a strike just for General Flynn's voice, I think, his imprint being on there. So how can people really combat this?
To do what you do, to be brave and say, I don't care about the fake news. I don't care about the Twitters and the Facebooks that join together with the FBI to rig the past presidential election and censor great speech that you are putting out there. If you're doing it, then everyday Americans can follow in your wake and pick one local issue that they care about: their kids' schools, crime, city council, whatever. It doesn't have to be a national level anything, and drive hard for the next 410 days on that one message alone. And come over to great platforms like Real America's Voice, Rumble, Truth Social. They're always going to let you put the truth out. And I think we're winning that fight. And you'll find a chorus of people out there who think and feel the way you do, and you will be energized by that movement.
You know, I'm just getting tired. It's not like I'm backing down and I feel bolder and braver than I ever have, but I'm getting tired of playing the algorithm game. Like, I think in a month on Instagram, I gained like 10,000 followers and I went, wait a minute, something's not right. And of course I got all the haters and I got, you know, people, it was just delete, 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 ban, ban, ban. So I'm happy that I'm right here on Real America's Voice. And I do have a platform where I can speak my mind, but You know what's funny? Ted's not even banned on Twitter or X, and now I am.
Yeah, you outgunned him. That is something to be proud of. Look at that. I would lead off with a dinner table every night with that one.
Oh, all right. Okay. Well, that's a good thought. Cash, what's next for you?
I'm just home in Vegas and going to be out on the road for the Government Gangsters book tour. Still working closely with President Trump as a senior advisor. So wherever that road takes me, whatever engagements I need to do, speaking across this country and doing great shows like yours, you and I and the rest of the Real America's Voice team are just going to be hammering for the next 410 days. And I can't wait to cross paths with you at the next either Trump rally or whatever event we're going to be at together.
I can't wait. Well, Cash, thank you so much for joining me. How can people find you on social media if you're still there?
One place, Truth Social at Cash, Truth Social at KASH. That's it. And the cashfoundation.com. If you think you're following me on other platforms, you're following someone. It's just not this guy.
All right. Well, Cash Patel, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks so much, Jermaine. Have a great day.
You too. God bless. So coming up next, talk about uncensored and unfiltered. It's my husband, Ted Nugent. Stay tuned.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. Speaking of outsiders, my husband, Ted, joins me from the man cave. Ted, welcome.
Well, you know, Shemaine, you and I were born for times such as this, and it's September and the insanity of 2023. And let me tell you, my spirit is fully erect because God has called upon me in the mystical flight of the arrow to bring home the sacred bacon. Shemaine, I love you more today than I ever have, which means that's dangerous. Happy hunting season, everybody.
Happy hunting season. Now, for those who don't go hunting or can't, we're going to try and educate them. But a lot of people are looking to other obstacles or other ways of getting their meat. And there's only one way that I know of, and that's Switch to America with Shemaine.com. Now, you and I were skeptical a little bit about this beef because we get venison every day. We have an abundance of venison. But this beef, talk about it, Ted, because I know you and I like kind of fight over it. We love it so much.
I'm literally thawing a piece of sacred Switch to America, which, by the way, it's Switch to America at Shemaine, with Shemaine, Switch to America with Shemaine.com. But you know what I did a long time ago, 34 years ago? I switched to Shemaine at America.com. But anyhow, no, the venison that we kill ourselves and that we process ourselves is the sacred, most healthiest diet in the world. But we have discovered an alternative. You don't have a bow and arrow and you don't go after the sacred venison. There is incredible beef. I'm not a big fan of beef, but since we have turned on to this new beef, the Switch to America with Shemaine, I'm telling you, I got one thawing right now, and the kids, Happy Sadie and Coco, whenever I grab a piece of that beef and get it out of our giant freezers, they follow me around because they know that even though the fat is sweet and delicious, I do give them little pieces of Switch to America beef fat. And it really, ladies and gentlemen, you know, the stuff at the store is dangerous. The USDA is a poison gang. The FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, they're poison gangs. They literally are guaranteeing that your authorized American family food pyramid starts with chemical warfare and Lucky Charms. I mean, you can't come up with a dumber, more dangerous, unhealthy diet in the world than what the FDA and the USDA and the CDC and all the Uncle Sam gangsters. This is an American family outfit. I'm not kidding. I am the god of the grill, if I do say so myself. And the way we cook our wild game, it's the most delicious, nutritious, and healthiest meat in the world. But Switch to America with Shemaine.com. In fact, a bunch of people have already got a hold of me and they said, this is the best beef in the world. They like to go to Ruth Chris, which really has a great quality control. But this stuff is better than any beef I've ever eaten anywhere. And I've gone after the best meat in the world. In fact, we got married 34 years ago.
Yes. Well, I know a couple of my friends have asked me, they've got college age boys who are eating a lot of meat and they got a couple of packages just to ship to them while they're on campus. So they have some good fresh meat. Okay. So We're going to move on, Ted. Now, let's talk about New Mexico. Governor Grisham tried to ban gun carrying for 30 days in Albuquerque. Your thoughts?
Well, first of all, before we get off to Switch to America with Shemaine.com, meat, it's the ultimate source for intellectual development, spiritual health, physics of spirituality development. So these people that think they're benefiting their sacred temple by being a vegan or a vegetarian, it's just not true. The healthiest diet in the world is the pure natural protein when you can find normal grass-fed type beef and venison. But so I'm not going to leave that subject quite yet. Switch to America with Shemaine.com. Get it. But yes, this governor of New Mexico, she's just mentally ill. She is constitutionally retarded. She is spiritually demented. I've got the right from God. Individually, just me, Ted Nugent. God said, Ted Nugent, I give you the gift of the right, the freedom, the liberty to keep and bear arms. The founding fathers wrote it down because they knew that it came individually from God. And no bureaucrat can tell me there's an area or a time or a condition where they have decided I can't defend my precious gift of life. I keep and I bear arms. And to the governor of New Mexico and all the Joe Biden, Whoopi Cushion, Goldberg goofballs out there, keep means it's mine. You can't have it. And bear means I've got a couple on me right now, here, there, everywhere, all the time. And they're loaded. No one has control over my gifts from God except me and God. So this idiot might want to write that down because I'll send it to her on a suppository if I have to.
Well, a likely unconstitutional process and placed a temporary ban on the order. But now she's trying to limit the gun ban in Albuquerque to outside parks and playgrounds. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, Shemaine, we've talked about this. It's like literally somebody telling me I can't wipe myself after going to the bathroom. I mean, there are certain inalienable rights and individual freedoms, and the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. I mean, this is just another manifestation of cultural abandonment and freedom destruction and the life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness and antithesis when somebody thinks they can give an area, a time, or a condition where they're in control whether I live or die. And if I'm unarmed and helpless, the engineered recidivism, the guaranteed repeat offenders from our failed justice and court system, I have an obligation. I have a responsibility. I have an absolute moral obligation to keep and bear arms so that somebody doesn't break into my garage in Connecticut and beat the living hell out of me while they take my Maserati. I mean, that was just on film the other day. And there's so many examples where people who are unarmed and helpless are engineered victims of the engineered recidivism. Not me. I keep and I bear arms. And I got to tell you, we shouldn't just pass over this lightly. If you appreciate your precious gift of life, then you have an intellectual, spiritual, and moral obligation to keep and bear arms. And if someone threatens to take that gift of life, you need to stop them. And you can't do it with a middle finger or a sock full of quarters. You have to have a gun, you have to know how to use it, and you have to let evil people know that you will not be tread upon. People, would you please keep and bear arms and stop this victimization that people are just bending over and accepting? It's literally freaky. I mean, I don't even know how to process the information except that people are that stupid, that irresponsible, and they're bending over, letting evil do what they want with them. Don't do it. Get a damn gun, practice with it, and neutralize threats against your precious gift of life. Case closed.
I think a lot of people are afraid to speak out. They're afraid to make waves. But I want to show you a video. You've seen this before about censorship. Take a look. So, you know, I'm banned on Twitter or X. You're not. That video got me banned. What's
going on? Hey, Elon, Pull your head out of your ass and please let my beautiful wife, my harmless, sweet, loving, kind, positive, spiritual, funny, engaged, smart wife get back on Twitter, X, otherwise known as Prince, the symbol. This is Planet of the Cuckoo's Nest out here, Shemaine. Hey, Elon Musk, did you not hear me? Let my wife, Shemaine Nugent, back on the platform. You can't censor such an adorable, harmless, loving, intellectual creature. Not only that, but that video, even if I didn't marry you, I would find your number and I would track you down and I would try to console you for being banned from Twitter.
Only if you had dogs.
That's the ace in the hole. Shemaine, by the way, you know, we have to mention, too, that Switch to America at Shemaine.com, they are the sponsor of your amazing, with Shemaine.com, they are the sponsor of your Real America's Voice, Faith and Freedom. And you are really touching people's lives. You are really helping people be strong during these treacherous times. So that is an indication enough. Like we do, we promote MyPillow.com. We have FieldOfGreens.com. These are family businesses that support truth, logic, and common sense. So I cannot encourage people enough to go to Switch to America with Shemaine.com because they are helping you help make America strong every day. And I love you for that. And I love those people that support us.
Yes. Well, I want to ask you a comment that I've received, an email that I received from one of my viewers, Paul W., asked where he should go to, where conservative men can go to meet conservative women. Now, you're not in that game anymore, obviously, but where would you recommend? I mean, there are a lot of your friends who are single. What do they do?
I have no idea. I can't help you. I cheated because my music is so sexy, even though Shemaine didn't know about my music. Eventually, she realized that there's an animal breeder in all of us. And if you can manage and discipline that animal breeding instinct, that the greatest animal breeders in the world will get together somehow. But don't do it at bars. Now, I'm doing my last two concerts on Friday and Saturday this weekend up at the casino in Harris, Michigan, in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. My concerts, even though I'm not going on tour ever again, I will still do concerts. And the great people at my concerts, the women are so good looking. They are so healthy and so in good shape that if you can get to a Ted Nugent concert, I've got a babeology going on. You know, in the front row, I got to really pay attention to my guitar playing because there's always beautiful women. When you and the kids and your friends come to the concerts, I can't think of all the gals' names that come. Tina. Tina was out there dancing. And there's a lot of beautiful women. If you have a connection with a love of a certain type of music, my God, don't go to heavy metal concerts to find a woman. No. My God, you will be so sorry. But
it's demonic, too. Ted, we got to run. I'm going to see you shortly. Watch Ted Nugent Spirit Campfire Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, and go to the UP. Go to TedNugent.com to find out more about where Ted is. Ted, thank you for joining me.
I love you. Go to TedNugent.com and let your freak flag fly, baby.
All right. Coming up, a battery plant in Michigan has ties to the Communist Party. We'll discuss what Michiganders are doing about it next.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. Last segment, Ted and I talked about the importance of eating good food, but we don't always eat right. We don't always eat great. And even if you are eating salads all the time, where does the lettuce come from? Ted and I have switched to Field of Greens to get our daily servings of fruits and vegetables. And it's really important, guys, that we also use our conservative dollars wisely and don't support brands that don't support your causes. Go to Field of Greens. We just put a scoop in our water and sip it all throughout the day. And each fruit and vegetable is medically selected by doctors to support your vital organs like heart, lungs, kidneys, and your immune system. And I don't know if you heard, but there could be another variant coming. So get Field of Greens and stay healthy. Get 15% off your first order by visiting fieldofgreens.com and use the code FREEDOM. What a great code, huh? Fieldofgreens.com, promo code FREEDOM. Joining us live now, a farmer and realtor fighting against the Chinese plant that's coming to my home state of Michigan, Lori Brock. Lori, thank you so much for joining me.
Hi there. Thank you for having me.
So tell me, what is going on in my beloved home state? How did this happen and how are you affected by it?
Well, we didn't know anything about it until March of this year. Our township supervisors were in our ward, completely kept us in the dark. They had made agreements with the Chinese Goshen plant. The vice president is Chuck Thielen, and they made agreements to not tell any of the community what was happening. So we were completely in the dark until a township meeting, and we all showed up, and then we're like, oh my God, what is happening? And they were going to start building this plant in June, and we backed them off and backed them off and backed them off, and we keep fighting them now. But we've gone through a lot here. It's scary, and it's scary to hear all the other communities that this is happening to. We're trying to reach out and help them as well, but we're getting calls, I mean, almost weekly now, with other communist companies coming in, and the same thing, where they come in, they make everyone sign NDA so nobody knows what's going on, and then they just spring it on you, and so it's too late to fight. You know, it's usually too late by that time, and so it's scary. It's very scary.
Do you know anybody on these boards that brought this to the city council and they kept it under wraps? Can you go to them personally?
Well, our township board, we are recalling the whole board. They knew it, and they totally lied to us about it, didn't tell the truth about it, didn't give our input on it. You know, they put a $3 library charge on the ballot, but didn't think that this was important enough to put on the ballot. So we're really disgusted. So we did a recall effort, and we got all the signatures we needed in just a few weeks. So the whole board's getting recalled, but they're, you know, the supervisor tried to appeal it, and he lost in court, thank God. And so the recall is going full board, and we've got a new board ready to go into to take their place. In November. So we're hoping, but what they're doing now is they're dropping out one by one, saying, oh, their health issue or this issue. And then they're replacing them with people that feel the same way. So it's very corrupt. It's like we went through all this effort to get them recalled. And it's, you know, we feel like we're in a losing battle right now.
You know, I always end with a quote from the Bible, Esther 4:14. Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. And I think people like you, Lori, I mean, you're a farmer, a realtor. You probably didn't have any idea that not only you'd be on my show, but you'd be speaking out and fighting for your rights, for your community's rights, and for what's right. Do you find more and more of your neighbors wanting to speak up, or are they being quiet?
At first, it was honestly me and maybe four people. And I kept saying, there's corruption here. We've got to expose it. This isn't right. The township supervisor tried to tell everybody that my property was in a industrial zone. And he lied about me, tried to say that I was an ignorant realtor and an ignorant farmer, yada, yada. And it wasn't true. When I built my farm, I built an agricultural area. But they try to make you look bad, and they try to shame you, and they try to coerce, and they try to threaten you. And we put up with a lot. Just recently, we had them threaten the horses on the farm. One of the board member's sisters threatened my horses, and then 3 days later, one of my horses died unexpectedly.
What do you mean threatened them? What'd they do? What do you think they did?
Well, she wrote on something online. Well, we've got a copy of it that said, "Lori, better mind your own business and keep an eye on her horses and stop bothering, you know, with the Goshen stuff, or, you know, she should keep eyes on her horses rather than her Goshen." No, I'm telling you, the threats that we've had have been outrageous. And then, like I said, I don't know if the horse died from that, but then about a week after that, we had oil in one of the stallion's waters. So we have to up our security. We've had to put lights on, cameras on, gates up, because people are crazy and they've been making a lot of threats. They make threats to the community here. Jim Chapman, the supervisor, told one of the ladies if she didn't shut up that they could make her disappear like Jimmy Hoffa. Who says that? You know, and it's in writing. It's like that was right from what his quote was to her. And it's scary. And so at first, people were very, very scared to speak out. But now there are literally thousands of No Goshen signs up all over our community. We're attacking them. We're getting as many outlets as we can to get the message out. We've got websites built. Anything that we can possibly do to let people know what we're going through here. And, you know, if they want to help or if they want to speak out or when our next rallies are going to be, we try to get it out to everybody just to let people know that it's not just our area that this is happening to. It could happen to anybody. And it's happening all over Michigan. And it's all happening all over the nation.
Now, how in the world can Michigan allow that? Can any of our states allow that on our sovereign soil?
We shouldn't be. They have such a plan. What we found out after they got here is what they care about is a cybersecurity program at Ferris State University. That's what their interest is in. And then we're like 80 miles from Camp Grayling. They are hitting us in these ideal areas for them, not to mention our water sources. We're right on the third largest aquifer in Michigan right now. I have a trout stream in my front yard, you know, and they don't care. They truly don't care. None of the environmentalists are helping us. They don't care. I truly am at my wit's end because I'm doing the best I can. And we've backed them down from, they wanted upwards of 2,000 acres and they're down to 270 acres. But they're still trying really hard to get our land and our water and our, we have a potash plant too, which is, you know, the number of like almost the purest potash in Michigan. And they're after that as well. And we've got to stop them. I mean, we really, really do. And we need help. We've been talking to a lot of the senators and representatives. John Molinar has been wonderful helping us. But we just got to get the message out because it's happening all the time, all over the place. And I don't know. I mean, we're fighting them as hard as we can, but, you know, we need some, we definitely need media coverage and we definitely need help. That's for sure.
Our property in Michigan is on one of the largest fens, F-E-N. And we wanted to, we have a couple of little lakes on the property and we wanted to put a little beach area in and they would not allow us because it was on a fen, like just a little bit of sand to make a little beach area. Is there any way that you can go after them for disrupting the environment and, I don't know, appeal to some of the PETA people, I was going to say people for ethical, yes, the PETA people, and talk about animal rights and look at how much property they're going to be destroying and how much wildlife habitat.
I literally have contacted 25 environmental groups in Michigan. Nobody responded to me. Everybody's worried about funding being cut by Whitmer. And that's the sickening part of it is even the Muskegon watershed, we're literally less than a mile from the Muskegon River. So when this lithium dust poisons my pond out front and the horse pastures, it's going to poison Muskegon River, which will inevitably poison the Great Lakes. And they don't care. Not once have they spoke out to help us, nothing. I mean, like I said, it's very, very frustrating. I did call the Region 5 EPA out of Chicago. That's how I believe that we got most of our land on 19 Mile Road back, because they deemed it a wetland and they said that no one could build there. So we did get about 600 acres back at that point. I think we don't even know how much exactly it is because they all had NDA signs. So we don't really know exactly, but it was all of the frontage on 19 Mile Road right across from my farm.
So Lori, how can people get involved and support your cause?
Huh?
How can people get involved and support what you're doing?
I gotcha. We have a website that's called MESA, M-E-S-A, and we also have a address called protectmacosta.org. So it's protectmacosta.org. And if you would like to help with our legal fund, that we would absolutely love to help because we are starting to get them with lawsuits and stuff before the damages that they're going to be doing. So, and injunctions to try to stop them, but it's all ridiculously expensive. And we're just farmers, you know, we're kind of bonded together as this whole group of us trying to fight this multi-million dollar company. And it's hard because they have high powered attorneys, but we're doing the best we can. So,
yeah. Well, Lori, God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it. Please keep us posted and come back soon.
Thank you so much. Bless you.
God bless. Coming up, we love dogs around here, but sometimes their job involves more than just being cute. We'll discuss how a dog plays a part in justice coming up next.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. Lori Brock, our previous guest, talked about water contamination for her horses. I'm going to make sure that she gets Sentry H2O, Sentry, S-E-N-T-R-Y, H2O water. Ted and I have been using it, and if you don't know what's in your water, you might want to get it tested or just get Sentry H2O. We know that they've put arsenic in it, VOC, volatile organic compounds. And Sentry Wellness System removes harmful toxins and enriches the water with essential nutrients. That's much healthier, much cheaper than buying plastic water. Check out Sentry H2O and use the promo code HEALTHY10 for a discount. Now, dogs need healthy water too. So get Sentry H2O, use the promo code HEALTHY10 for a discount. Police officers are going through a rough time at the moment between the lack of concern by some city governments and growing criminal activity. But there's also another group of heroes that don't earn enough respect. That's police dogs. One made headlines earlier this week following the capture of Danilo Cavalcante earlier this week after the convicted murderer from Brazil made his escape from a Pennsylvania jail last week. Hundreds of officers went on a manhunt for him, but it was only a hero police dog that tracked him down. Joining us now live to discuss the police dog's brave actions is Michael Letts, a law enforcement veteran with over 30 years of experience under his belt. Letts is president, founder, and CEO of Invest USA, an organization that provides bulletproof vets to police officers through various charitable groups and sponsorships. Thank you so much for joining me.
My privilege, Shemaine. Thank you for the opportunity.
So are police dogs used to getting proper treatment by all police departments around the country?
No, actually, police dogs, well, first of all, let me start off by saying how valuable police dogs are as partners. I don't think the community realizes sometimes that these animals are trained in such a way that not only do they apprehend the assailants and the criminals, but I have personally witnessed and seen over the years where they will put their lives in front of an officer to save that officer. I've had quite a few of them that have been killed in the line of duty. That's how loyal and how much they want to do the right thing. And of course, they're invaluable when it comes to police work, because just with Cavalcante, Cavalcante was hidden in deep brush. And it would have been very difficult for officers to have apprehended him, to follow through where he was going. But not for Yoda. Yoda was a dog. Yoda smelled it out, sniffed it out, did what he was trained to do, immediately engaged, pinned the suspect down, and kept him pinned down until the officers were able to arrive and go ahead and cuff the suspect. So they're just invaluable to us. I think, you know, sometimes people just don't realize just how attached they become to their canine trainers and their partners. They're like family. When we have a canine, your officer takes that dog home. And here's what I want people to understand. These dogs are so trained. They're not aggressive and mean to citizens. In fact, I've seen kids, even with my canine dogs, I've seen kids come up, pull the tail, pull the ears, have fun with them, no problem. But when they are given the signal and they know what that signal is, they engage immediately. Sometimes they engage without having been giving a signal, because sometimes they're left in the back of the cruiser with the windows down for ventilation, besides the air conditioning running. And when they see an officer struggling with an assailant, they don't need the command. They immediately sense what's going on. They're out that window, and they're there to assist. And so we are so grateful for them. One of the things I want to stress on your show is people need to understand these canines are shot at just as any other officer is. And they need bulletproof vests to be able to do everything we can to save their lives. You say, what is the value of a canine? Well, folks, it takes $30,000 to $45,000 not only to buy that canine, but to train them. So when you consider that kind of an investment, it's well worth the dollars to make sure they have a vest on to protect their lives and to have the longevity in their career.
Ted and I like to say that we have an unhealthy attachment to our dogs, and we really do. Our dogs, we almost lost one of our dogs recently, and we just nursed him back to health. He's not 100%, but it, you know, it takes the wind out of you when these dogs are injured. And so we're on the same page here. We love our dogs, and we'll do whatever we can to help protect other human beings like these service dogs do. Why do you think that some city governments don't give police dogs the love and respect that they deserve?
Well, let's use some examples for your listeners to be able to relate to, for your viewers to be able to understand. There are jurisdictions in California, San Francisco being one of them, that have actually considering proposal ordinances to ban canines from use in law enforcement. And the rationale that they give is they say that these dogs are somehow racist, that they only are used to attack people of a particular origin or race. You know, Shan, I've got Dobermans myself. I've never seen my dog ever be able to differentiate and decide whether he was racist or not. They are trained to protect and to serve. And what the message I want to get out to the community is, you're not involved in nefarious activities. You're not involved in dealing with drugs, trying to assault somebody, et cetera. You have absolutely no fear from a canine. As I told you at the beginning of the show, kids have come up, pulled on their tails, pull on their ears, you know, squeeze them to death. They don't know any better. They're squeezing them to death. Dogs don't react at all. They just eat it up. But yeah, when there is a situation where there is an assailant, someone is doing bodily harm or is in pursuit, leaving under the scene from when an officer is in pursuit, they will engage and they will do what they're trained to do. And thank God they do, because if they didn't, we'd have a lot more officers dead today.
Yeah, I agree. I have a German Shepherd as well, and she is the one that I trust my grandkids and other kids. Well, when we're out in public, they'll always say, can we pet her? Absolutely. They instinctively know when there's a threat. So I'm with you on that. How can we learn more about Invest USA, restoring justice, and getting bulletproof vests?
They go to our website. It's www.invest-usa.org. It's a charity.org. There's a litter of things they can do. Let me also let your viewers know, here's some critical things they need to understand. We have the lowest morale in history in law enforcement. We have lost more officers in the line of duty than any time in history. And we have the worst media relations. And you know what I'm talking about here, a portrayal of defund the police. Somehow these heroes have been villainized. And it's just absolutely ludicrous. It's not fair, but it's occurring. So what can your viewers do? I ask them to do one thing. If you can contribute to help them get a vest, that's great. But that's not my biggest concern. Tell an officer that you see today, wave to them, smile at them, say, thank you for willing to protect and serve. That's all you have to say. It will make a tremendous difference in their morale, and it'll keep America safer than where we are today.
I agree. Well, thank you so much for joining me. I hope everybody goes and supports this cause. We need the morale boost for our police officers and their dogs. And I thank you so much. God bless you. Stay safe.
God bless you. God bless America. Have a great day.
Thank you. Okay, it's time to hear from you.
Hey friends, do you have topics you'd like me to cover? How about special guests you'd like to see on my show? I want to hear from you, so send me an email at shemaine.chat@gmail.com. Let's make a difference together.
Okay, I have to say first, don't send me an email if you want to get to Ted. If you want Ted to come play at your son's friends, cousins, aunts, bar mitzvah, or whatever it is, that message is not going to go anywhere. If you want to speak to me, talk about my book, talk about some other things, the guests that I've had on today, find out more information, then by all means, reach out at shemaine.chat@gmail.com. So here is an email from Sharon S. Hello, Shemaine. Love your shows and Ted's. I can't wait to get your book, Killer House ASAP. I will order it. Thank you for all you do for us And I have to say, thank you, Sharon, for reaching out, for that quick email, for you to take the time to send that positive note to me. I really appreciate it. Here's one from Kevin S., Kevin Scholl. Dear Shemaine, I do listen to you. So Field of Greens, it is. I can never thank you enough. You're the reason I managed to get back on track to being healthy. You helped me lose weight, get into shape, 15 pounds to go, and return to my faith. Thank you, Kevin, so much for reaching out. I really appreciate you. And here's one from Todd M. Love the Friday Night Campfire show with you guys. You two, I'm assuming he's referring to Ted and I. You two are a hoot. Just reading your book, Killer House. Not done, but great read so far. Sorry you had to go through all of that. But as I've learned in life, if you take your worst days to create your best days, you handle it correctly. And obviously, that's what happened to you guys. You look awesome and beautiful, and Ted is rocking it at 75. He's going to be 75 in December. Thank you so much for emailing me. You can email me at shemaine.chat@gmail.com. You know what you could do is when you email me funny pet videos. Like, I can't get enough of them. There's so much going on in the world these days. We've got to stay positive and we've got to stay healthy. If you're not feeling good, I'm not just trying to sell more books, but check out my book, Killer House. It's available on Amazon right now. It might just save your life. I'm getting a lot of messages about that. And it's perhaps why you're sick and you don't even know that your house is actually making you sick. So check that out. Killer House, available on Amazon. Here's some breaking news, guys. I'm taking a break from social media. As Cash was talking about, he's only on Truth Social. I'm only going to be on Truth Social and here on Real America's Voice. Thank you, Real America's Voice, for giving me this platform to have free speech. Love you guys. Esther 414, perhaps you were born for such a time as this. God bless.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this.